I'm Michelle Wright, and this is a CNN podcast. Walt Disney World reached a minor milestone this month. 40 years ago, Walt Disney's dream, the Magic Kingdom, opened its doors and changed the landscape of Central Florida and the family vacation forever.
We know what we hope to accomplish, and believe me, it's the most exciting and challenging assignment we've ever tackled at Walt Disney Productions.
But the Disney Company isn't making much of a big deal about that milestone.
Frankly, the fans would love them to celebrate the 40th.
That's Brent Strong, managing director of Super 78 Studios and host of the theme park-focused podcast Season Pass.
The fans of Walt Disney World understand the impact that Walt Disney World has made not only on the United States as a destination park for the United States, but the world.
I got a flute.
Some of the newest Disney fans are the Hickmans, a family from suburban Atlanta. They invited me into their home to tell me about their recent trip to Disney World. 8-year-old Hannah is ready to go back.
And I liked it, the small world. I liked all the dolls that were in different costumes, and it looked like my dolls.
So the oldies are still getting fans. It's a Small World was one of the original rides at Disney's Magic Kingdom when the park opened in October of 1971. You would think one of the most prolific companies when it comes to marketing and invasion into popular culture would be making the most of the 40th anniversary. I mean, remember, they did it up big for the 25th. The big pink birthday cake decorated castle back in 96 and 97. Chad Emerson remembers that. He's a journalist who covers the theme park industry and edited a book of essays titled Four Decades of Magic.
Now, granted, a 40th anniversary may not be as big as a 25th or 50th, but even a 40th, you'd think that they would do more. But I think because of some recent corporate changes in their strategy for marketing all of their domestic parks, they've opted to focus less on individual resorts. And that's part of the reason why the 40th at Walt Disney World has lost some of its luster.
On October 1st, the Mouse House did have a special parade and some buttons to give to park guests, but no marketing or merchandising to go along with the anniversary. Chad says a few years ago, Disney decided to rebrand all domestic parks simply Disney Parks. Beside the Magic Kingdom, that includes three other Orlando theme parks, as well as two Disney parks in Anaheim, California.
Making a generic Disney Parks experience for merchandise, for attractions, for food and beverage, for these other guest interaction pieces has been one of the most unfortunate decisions that the Parks and Resorts Division has ever made.
The lack of a large 40th birthday celebration at the Magic Kingdom could be evidence of that decision. Or when you see an ad for a Disney park, it'll tell you to log on to DisneyParks.com instead of an individual location. While the corporate move may have saved some money, Emerson says that's a decision that could be a trap for the Mouse House.
I don't think there was obviously any bad intentions here. I just think that some of the time, some of the back-of-house ideas, trying to save some money on certain things, end up costing when they realize that this is not a commodity. A Disney vacation is not a commodity. It's not buying lasagna from a grocery store. It is something that is a very personal and unique decision. And you have to make it as personal and unique experience in order to get them to make that decision in the first place.
Which is what the Hickmans did. Dad Jeff says the family started saving up for their trip early on.
We spent every penny that we saved. We're still trying to recover. But I would go again in a heartbeat if I, you know, I'd save up again.
And while the Hickmans are likely to return to Walt Disney World in Florida, Emerson says other families may be just fine with a generic Disney park experience. And that, he says, could worry the Orlando Convention and Visitors Bureau in the future.
If I was the Orlando CVB, I would be a little bit concerned about this strategy because it's basically telling guests, go to a Disney park. It doesn't matter which one.
And that park might be in California. Michelle Wright, CNN.